Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy-efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances, and save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives.
Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
It's time for Hey, I Was Wondering. Now we can go. This is a great question, too. I always wonder this. I never know the answer. I think at the moment that something like this is happening, I'm like, all right, I better Google this real quickly. But then the people are standing there and you can't do it. And it's freaking weird.
Oh, okay.
Carla says, hey, Eric, so we're having a six-piece sectional delivered during these COVID Woo-hoo-hoo. Times of the world. Got the six-piecer coming in.
Right.
You know what a six-piece sectional is there, Violetta?
Yeah, a couch.
There you go.
With six pieces?
There, ladies and gentlemen, right there, that just happened.
They're all connected, too, right?
Many times. Not all of them, but close.
Oh,
got a couple foot stool things.
Oh, yeah,
Ottomans.
Island.
Yeah. Okay. We already paid for the delivery, but I was wondering if we should also tip the delivery guys, and if so, how much? Thanks for the input, Carla. Yeah, because, you know, they're bringing the couch in. I don't think you tip on a percentage that you paid for the couch. I think it's probably just a standard tip rate for delivery guys, and I never know what that is. And then I hand them something. I can kind of tell by their response how I did.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? They give you the sad face, like, oh, I knew I should have gone more. They just shove it in their pocket, like they can feel it, and they shove it in their pocket, like, all right, I did okay there.
Right, sure. When you hear them grumble the phrase, cheap ass radio guys, afterwards, that's usually
it's
a bad sign.
Bad. Yeah. 312-233-1019. 312-233-1019. Does anybody know? Do we have any delivery guys listening?
Oh, that's a
I would really like
ask.
To talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, what do you, you know, what's the right amount? The amount where, you know, we're not getting crazy and, you know, funding college for anybody. But the amount where you walk out the door and go, all right, I'd come back to this place again.
Sure. And you know you can go get lunch.
You know you can go get lunch. 312. Why are you going to get lunch?
It's money for lunch. It's extra money.
Let's get some lunch.
Let's get some lunch.
Working on lunch.
Getting some lunch. 312-233-1019. Or did any of you recently have a delivery? You know there's an etiquette to this. Maybe you have Googled it in any form or fashion. Can you be a part of the 530 Club right now? 312-233-1019. Because if you don't, we're just going to go get lunch. What's the standard tip amount for the guys delivering? Dalton.
It should be roughly about $25 a piece, depending on how big the item is, if they have to put it together, stuff like that. I've delivered gym equipment. I've delivered bed frames.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound too bad.
25 sounds about where I was thinking, so I feel better about myself now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The five's throwing me off a little bit because you don't have fives just laying around. Like a 20, I could see.
Maybe you should prepare.
20 to 25, depending on how many people there are.
Maybe you should prepare for Dalton's arrival a little bit better.
Right. If there's two people, maybe you just hand them a 50 and say, you boys split that.
Yeah, maybe they accept singles, too.
Oh, well.
Yeah,
quarters or no?
From a big night at the strip club, and then you come home, you got your singles, and you're tipping Dalton for your six-piece sectional. Perfect.
I wouldn't go that far.
That's right. There we are. Thanks, Dalton. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Do you agree with everything you've just heard, Bill?
Hey, listen to Dalton. Boy, I wish I could deliver furniture to his house. That's nice.
Really?
Right?
Really? Really?
Personally, the way I used to do it was if you have like one piece, let's just say one couch.
Got you.
And two people are delivering it, $5 a piece would be sufficient. However, if you have like a six-piece sectional, like you're saying,
right?
Probably a ten spot would work.
Right.
Because it's a big item, right? It's heavy.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, think of one piece, $5, one room, $10. If it's a whole house, $25, maybe $50 for the whole crew.
Well,
but the best thing to probably do is like $20 per person if they're moving your furniture from one house to another.
Gotcha.
That would be acceptable.
Gotcha.
Now, if you have other pieces, let's just say like a grand piano,
right?
And they would like to have
and you're like, you want it in the attic.
Yeah.
From the basement to the attic.
I'm a 50 for that one because that is above and beyond what they
right.
Oh, there you go.
Right. And can you drag my piano to the attic? There's an extra fiver. I got you. Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
Wow.
Hey, Chris.
Hey there.
What do you do for a living, Chris?
I'm an independent delivery driver.
Oh, very nice.
One of the big guys.
Gotcha, one of the big guys. Well, you've just heard Dalton. You've just heard Bill. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I need to get into sectional deliveries.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
Hey, I have a question, though. I always offer sandwiches, and they love
it.
You're
on the lunch thing now.
I will say I get a lot of food, offerings, a lot of water, Gatorade, you know, especially during
vodka.
The hotter months.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I've made so many turkey sandwiches to go. Sometimes they'll eat out in the car. Yeah, they like it.
And they don't have to spend the tip money on lunch.
Right.
So Chris walks out of your house after just delivering your six-piece session going, well, at least I got half a turkey sandwich. Why is this woman obsessed with lunch?
Isn't that crazy? Do you prefer the money or the sandwich?
Yeah.
I've had it all.
Yeah. You like money or sandwiches more?
Money's nice. The sandwich is good, you know. But I've had anywhere from, you know, $5 to 20, depending on how many pieces it is. If it's heavy, you know, sometimes you got to go, you know, up to an apartment, you know.
I got you.
They see you sweating yourself off, you know.
You ever turn somebody down? They're like, hey, take the grand piano up to my attic. You're like, no, I'm not going to do that. You ever do that?
Sometimes, you kind of make it, you can't come in.
Right, can't do it.
There's certain rules, you know, but, you know, you do what you can.
Hey, Chris, what are you more scared of, COVID or barking dogs as a delivery guy? Which one scares you more?
Honestly, I'm going to have to go with the barking dogs right now.
Yeah, some of those dogs.
Don't trust them. They're unpredictable.
Chris, you're the best. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you. What is your answer to this, Melissa? The Eric in the Morning list where Luke Bryan says his best concert he's ever been to was Metallica.
I'm actually going to have to say, because I've seen them 4 or 5 times in concert, it's going to be Maroon 5.
Whip, what's your favorite?
Foo Fighters, and you can pick a venue. I've seen them at all of them, and they've all been great.
Foo everywhere.
Yeah.
Violetta?
Can't
wait to hear this.
Tough. I'm going to go Vanilla Ice at Ravinia.
Vanilla Ice.
Or, I like all Ravinia concerts. I also saw,
must have been great.
Yeah.
Tony Bennett.
No.
Lady Gaga. Train.
No. Who's Big Karwowski's favorite band? Oh, Nickelback. Oh.
I can tell they made a big impact on
me. I love all concerts.
3-1-2.
Sorry.
All right, so Maroon 5, Foo Fighters, and a variety of Ravinia performers.
Just show up there. Anybody can be on stage. It's fun.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Woody, who would you choose?
Motley freaking Crue.
That's right.
That's it.
Rolling out the Crue. Could have been this summer for you.
It's always good when you know all the songs.
Could have been this summer. Yep. Could have been this summer for you, Dorothy. Greatest concert ever. Dorothy.
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi and the boys. They can't beat them. Thank you. Over there probably at Wrigley, Elizabeth, greatest concert ever.
Billy Joel and Elton John.
There you go. Remember when they were over at Wrigley and the whole world went crazy.
That's right.
The whole world went nuts. Greatest concert you've ever seen there, Mary?
Believe it or not, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, I never saw him.
I believe
him.
That.
That would have been cool.
At number 3, Wendy.
Bruce Springsteen.
There you go. That one's for Captain Hollywood.
Like 4-hour shows he puts on, Bruce.
Oh, my God. 3.5 too long sometimes.
No.
Lisa, number 2.
Good morning. Pink, the absolute best concert every single time.
Pink. Every single Pink show, you can't miss it.
I was just wondering if she does the acrobats during her show.
Yeah,
that's all.
Always.
Does she always do that?
You get your money back if she doesn't.
Got it.
She hung up. And finally, in at number 1, the big buildup that just got crushed, John.
The Cure!
There it is. Violetta just made a face, John, of who's that?
How do you not know The Cure?
Oh, you know him if you heard him.
You know him if you heard him. How do you not know The Cure?
Of course, I forgot for a second.
John, she couldn't remember Nickelback.
They played for 8 hours, and I paid $75 for the ticket.
Wow. 8 hours?
That is a bargain.
It almost felt like the cops were waiting at their house. They didn't want to go home. We can't go home. Just keep playing.
How can you not?
How many times can we play Just Like Heaven?
Remember, they were in the news maybe a year ago. They got elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and that overexcited announcer was trying to interview Robert Smith.
And
then she was like, are you as excited as I am? And he goes...
Frankly, no. Yeah.
I don't even know why I'm here.
They apparently have a new album coming out, and Robert Smith told us about it on the internet an hour ago.
Really?
Look at that.
See? Timely as the day is long. That makes... Got that one word that you just cannot pronounce. Cannot get it out. Cannot say it. What is it? 312-233-1019. Joanna, before you say it, you should feel comfortable. No one can say this word.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think anybody's ever been really taught how to pronounce it. But Worcestershire?
I don't think I could say that either.
Worcestershire sauce.
Shire.
Is it Shire? Is it Shire?
Yeah, but I think it's based on
Worcester,
British. Well, yeah, but probably originally British. So Worcestershire. Yeah.
Right.
Like that.
Try spelling it, because I just put it on a snap, and I was like, whoa.
You know, I can't wait to hear your old British podcast.
Well,
Melissa's going to do her Tom Skilling weather podcast, and Whip's going to do the history of words out of Great Britain.
Worcestershire.
Oh, my God.
Well, we all know they're weirdos.
Worcestershire. Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah. Worcestershire.
Totally. Say it again, Joanna. Say it again, Joanna.
Worcestershire.
Yep.
Worcestershire.
Rolls right off the tongue. How do you struggle with this one, Ashley?
Aurora.
Fine city.
Aurora.
Yeah, like it won't come out like normally. Aurora.
Right.
I feel you.
You gotta stutter the first part of it to spit it out. On the count of three, say it fast. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Aurora.
There it is. Yeah. It's like you double clutch it.
Yeah. She's nervous.
You double clutch it trying to fire it out. The word you can't say, Josie.
Mural. The thing that's painted on the wall.
A mural.
Oh.
Ah. That's why all the walls in her house are just a flat color. Thank you. There it is. A mural. Can't say it. Can't do it. Not going to try. Lori.
Anemone.
Anemone.
What is that? That's really hard.
It is hard.
From Dory, the sea anemone.
Yeah.
Right. Dory struggled with it, too, from what I remember.
Yeah.
She did.
Yes.
Anything
she
with
did.
Too many N's and M's, I think, is right. Just a recipe for disaster.
Anemone.
Exactly. Yes. Love your show, guys.
Thank you. Thanks. Have a great day. Appreciate it. 312-233-1019. Anybody listening who had a dream about something, and then it happened. Like this girl, this college student at East Carolina University, had a dream she won the lottery. Next morning, she's like, all right, I'll buy a scratch-off ticket. Bam, it happens.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Allison.
Hi.
Had a dream about it, and it happened.
Yeah, I had a dream I was pregnant with twins, and then 2 days later at my ultrasound, it was twins, and I just knew.
Pregnant with twins?
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Dreamt the twins? Got the twins. Hormones are surging around in your brain, sending you messages.
Sure enough.
Or something.
Yeah, that's your body letting you know what's going on. Mm-hmm. It really is. Mm-hmm.
So you believe that?
I mean, I think, yeah, it's like subconsciously. No, I don't think so.
All right. I had a dream, and it happened. Danny?
Hey, Melissa, something similar happened to me, but for somebody else. I was on vacation with my family. I had a dream that a childhood friend of mine was pregnant. So I don't connect with her anymore, so I connected with her on Instagram and just told her what I dreamt about. And she's like, that's really weird that you said that because I really am pregnant. I haven't announced it yet.
Now, how do you explain that one, Melissa? Because she has none of those hormones.
I know.
Surgery on her body telling her.
Totally. That's a completely different circumstance. But somehow you're like, you're still, you know, on some mental wavelength with her or something. It's very weird.
Is there any way, Danny, you could get to bed early tonight and have a dream about me winning the lottery?
I'll see what I can do.
Me too. Just will
it. Don't piggyback on my dream.
Yeah. I want mine to be bigger than
that's
his.
Excuse me. There we are. As a new homeowner, Violetta, are you doing any home improvement work around
I
the
house? I did a lot of home improvement work. And what I got from Menards and I still have in my trunk that I haven't returned because the pandemic hit is a footboard, a baseboard, threshold metal thing.
I know
what
you're talking about.
It bent a couple different ways, but I keep bending it back.
Ooh, are they going to let you return it this late?
I don't know. It was like $5.
Ah.
All right, so you've been doing some home improvement projects.
Yeah, I have been.
Any that you got in a little over your head on?
Ooh. Yeah, a bunch of. So in the bathroom, I retiled and moved the shower head.
All right. Yeah. Right there. That
it
says
was,
it all.
It was too much.
You
it was a lot.
Moved the shower head?
Yeah, because it was a bath and I turned it into a stand-up shower.
Right.
And with a bench, and it was really cool, but the shower had to go on the other side, and it was a lot of piping and stuff. I didn't do the piping, obviously.
Right, yeah. That's,
but
yeah.
When it came to the tiles, I was very picky about where the tiles went.
Did you put the tiles in yourself?
No.
Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about. In a new study, millennials have done the most home improvement projects during lockdown than any other group.
Millennials. Like DIY.
Yeah, the old DIY thing.
Okay.
Yeah, this last weekend, I just lime washed a whole front of a house. Zoom Jim's house.
I don't even know what that means either.
What? Lime washing?
Lime washed.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of lime washing before?
I've heard, you know what I heard about it? Two days ago when Melissa told me about it.
No, lime washing, people sometimes whitewash or lime wash, but lime washing is better. And so you take paint with this like lime-y kind of mixture, which isn't bad for bricks. It still lets bricks breathe. And then you paint it and then spray it off. And it looks kind of like old town, like German, like old looking homes. I don't know. It's really
so
cute.
Zoom Jim's house looks like it should be in Stuttgart, somewhere in Germany.
I can smell the strudel now.
Man,
Jim,
it was
Zoom
so
Jim
was
sitting around his house going, you know, I wish my house looked more German. I feel like it looks
cute.
A little too English. I have to work my way up in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I need the house to look a little more German and angry.
Yeah,
nice and cold.
Super cute. It took all day. My arms hurt. My back hurt.
Sorry to hear that. The home improvement projects that Americans have tackled the most during COVID-19. Right there, painting the house, kind of what you did, but not.
Okay,
working on a landscaping project outside, re-caulking.
Ooh, re-caulking is the best.
Fun with caulking.
Mm-hmm.
Retiling the kitchen or bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, spruces
and
up the place.
And plumbing, of which we learned Violetta did not do, thank God.
No.
312-233-1019. It makes me wonder, during this pandemic, and I feel like we're seeing some light at the end of the tunnel on the other side, What home improvement project did you take on you had no business doing? You had no business doing.
No.
Way in over your head. You thought, I can do this. About 6 hours into it, you said, I can't do this. I can't do this at all. And is it still sitting in that current state, or did you call in the pros? 312-233-1019. Like, you called in the pros for the plumbing.
Oh, I did.
But you tried to do the tile.
Yeah, I tried. And actually, I just remembered what I did, too, was in the closet. I tried to, like, make my own closet system. I'm like, this is easy. I'll pick the parts and build it up. And it was lopsided.
Yeah.
It was not straight.
Yeah.
And I thought nobody would notice. And everybody's like, why is your closet crooked?
Right.
And all my clothes went sideways.
There you go, sliding down.
And I didn't measure for the hanger to actually fit on the
hanger.
Bar.
Hanger.
Hanger, there it was.
Hanger.
Yeah, it came up
with
earlier.
The G-zings.
Violetta pronounces every G. Hanger.
I don't know.
Yep. 312-233-1019. The home improvement project you got in, you had no business doing. What was it? We'll see if we get. Will we get any?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're adventurous, I think. And then
I'll never forget. It's not really a home improvement project, but when I was a kid, you know, my dad really wasn't a home improvement guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided he was going to make us his go kart.
Oh.
And I like so he's trying.
Right. So he put it all together. But the problem was, if you turned right, the go kart went left, and if you turned left, the go kart went right.
It was backwards. Like,
and I said, it's kind of messing me up, Dad. I keep driving into trees because I try to drive away from the tree, which caused me to drive right into the tree.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, just get used to it.
Can you imagine right now if you're in your car and you try to turn right and you go left, how much that would mess you up?
Yeah, totally.
I kind of wish I would have thought of this earlier than, well, right now. Because, you know, you heard Melissa, she's lime washing houses so they look more German.
It's so cute, though.
I don't know. We should have changed this segment into Melissa Will Fix It.
Ooh.
And like, you know, we get somebody and we just send you to
you
their house.
You just send me to go to work?
Well, yeah. Listen to her. Listen to her.
What?
Wait a minute. You want me
That's
to do work?
Labor.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry we asked one time
okay. as long
in
as
60
it's,
years.
It's hard labor, but I'll do it if it's a cute little fun project.
I don't know if that's the case, really. I just thought since you're the home improvement queen, it would have been fun to find a project and send you there.
Yeah,
and the cameras
some
long,
chairs.
You know, and fix like Diane's house. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
What home improvement project did you tackle you had no business doing?
Well, I wanted this backsplash up. It's glass subway tile.
Oh, yeah, those are
nice.
And
I told my husband, oh, we could do that. We could do that.
Yeah,
can't do it. Yeah, no. Yeah, it's $1,200 to have somebody put it up.
Yeah, you can't do it.
It's so hard.
It is. Everything has to be so lined up and straight.
Uh-huh.
And you have to use the exact, you know, the glue to put it up there.
The
or
glue.
It'll fall
yeah, you're using
off.
Like Elmer's glue.
Yeah.
You've got the wrong glue. That gorilla glue that you see with the gorilla running in.
Oh, that stuff is good.
It scares you half to death. Yeah. What a mess that would be, right? 312-233-1019. No business doing it, Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
What happened?
Well, my husband decided to put in skylights in my kitchen because it was too dark.
Right.
And he vaulted the ceiling, had to rewire all the electric.
Whoa.
Put in new cabinets and hung 30 sheets of drywall and did all the mudding and tape.
That's
See,
impressive.
Now, the project you just described, my version of it would stop in, we should put some skylights in here.
Right.
That's where I stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I stop right there. Everything beyond that.
Really?
I like to bring in the pros.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, and this
it's
room
not
would
as
look
easy as it
would
looks.
Look a lot better if it was a different color.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it. That's where I stop.
Probably the best.
And I got to bring somebody in that can make it a different color.
Yeah.
Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Hi. The project you took on, you had no business doing.
Yeah, we turned our guest room into a workout room, but we still needed a bed. So I decided to try to make a Murphy bed from scratch.
Oh. Yeah. You tried to do that by yourself?
I did. I bought a DIY kit online, and right. I'll say it ended up successful, but the middle part of the project, we were very close to putting all the wood directly in our fireplace.
Oh, there you
I
go. Yeah. Yeah.
Burn it. Yeah. Those instructions are never good.
It's like when you see guys at work on cars and take apart an engine and put it back together, and there's like seven parts left on the ground. Like, uh-oh.
Right.
What's going to happen?
Same thing with your Murphy bed. You had a bunch of stuff later. I go, wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
Hold on a second. And for those folks, Alan, that might not be familiar with what a Murphy bed is.
Yes, it pulls down from the wall and kind of pushes up against the wall in a
right.
cabinet.
Yeah, so it's like
so
a space saver.
I've had to build essentially an entire cabinet for a bed.
Right, right. And oddly enough, being named Murphy, it is an Irish thing. It's an Irish bed, which never works in a German home. True.
Get out of here. So good.
Thanks. Mixed Morning Mindbender, 312-233-1019. Why more people are losing their blank this year than ever before. I'm losing my blank. What is it? 312-233-1019. Losing what, Tom?
Hey, how about their hair?
That's exactly right.
Yeah!
What?
All right.
More people are losing their hair than ever before.
Okay.
Melissa's not even competing, but yet somehow is feeling the enjoyment of victory in your place, Tom.
They're probably home with their, if the ones home with their kids are probably
right, driving them crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The typical losses of, or the typical things that cause hair loss aren't in effect to the degree that COVID-19 is affecting people from a stress level to a mental level to all of these different things, and Violetta's checking her hair. It is coming out in clumps.
I don't know. Mine seems thicker than ever.
Is that? Well, of course it does.
Wow.
Man.
I don't know. Mine looks more lustrous and thick than ever before.
Oh, wow.
You know what? Screw you.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't notice it falling out anymore than usual.
Are those extensions?
No. This is my hair. See what I'm saying? It looks nice.
Low lights.
Look at that. Yeah. She got the low lights.
Well, that's
it's
what she told
lights.
Us yesterday. Well, she
high
told
lights.
Us yeah, she's getting low lights, and then we're not sure if they're low or high.
I'm sorry, Tom. Did you want to press?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not only the stress, Melissa, it's causing people to lose their hair during the pandemic. There are some studies that say contracting COVID-19 and after recovering from it, people are seeing hair loss.
No. That's
now,
the stress
those,
on the body,
those
maybe.
Those were, you know, unverified. This is continuing to be just
so many new discoveries.
No,
yeah.
No.
Whether you contracted and recovered from COVID-19 or are still recovering or dealing with COVID-19-induced stress, it's important to know that hair loss is normal. The good news is it should clear up on its own, say doctors.
Oh, wow.
It could take 4 to 6 months to cycle back to the normal growth phase. Unless, of course, you're Violetta, then it's perfect. 312-233-1019. Hey, Big Karwowski.
Hey, good morning.
You worked virtually for like, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that.
Celebrated a two-year anniversary in January.
Nice. Oh, nice. You've started to come back to work, and obviously mm-hmm. you still think you're home because you're wearing hoodies and sweatpants now.
Yeah, exactly.
Used to be in like, Armani suits.
Yeah, right. I've given up.
It's a whole new world.
I've given up.
Do you think it's easier or harder when you came back to work?
Well, on both ends. When I started working from home, it was just it was a little bizarre. And then when I came back, it too was a little bizarre. Just even the commute. I mean, there's nobody on the train.
Right.
I'm the only guy in a commuter bus. And I come in here, and like middle of the day, it's like tumbleweed. It's like, anybody around?
Now we're getting people calling, Swanee.
Oh, there. Yeah.
Okay, now
delay.
I can go?
No.
I can go.
No. Because, that could be somebody calling just to request Weezer.
Yeah. Can we play it?
Yeah, so,
we'll
just hang in there.
Yeah, okay.
Hang in there.
Okay.
So, and your wife, the same thing. She's working from home and loving it or hating it?
Well, she always works from home. She's okay. In an industry that's part of the culture.
Did she want to go back to the office or does she prefer working from home?
No, she prefers working from home.
Okay.
I think if she was offered an office job, she wouldn't take it.
Gotcha.
Does she prefer you working at the office?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. At the office, yes. And my kids, they're like,
they'd like him to move down here.
Yeah. They're just like, sometimes I work from home on Fridays, and my middle son is like, what are you doing here now?
Yeah.
Why are you in my house?
Got no reason to even be here. And I've noticed, thank you, Big Karwowski, that's the case around here. Like, people are starting to trickle back in.
A little bit.
But then they're, they're leaving like one.
Yeah, they are only part-time.
Well, I don't know.
I've talked to them about
that,
too.
I'm not certain how they justify that or make that number work. It's all the oldies people that are staying home, too.
Yeah.
Like, the oldies bosses, we haven't seen them for years.
Right.
I don't even know if they're still alive.
Well, Zeppelin doesn't change much.
Right. Yeah, they just set it out. Play more Zeppelin. And then they were like, all right. Our oldies guys are like, all right, fine. Well, if it hasn't killed us yet, it's not going to know. Hey, Jody. Hi, Jody.
Hi.
Hi. You've gone back to work?
Yes, we went back around the middle of June.
Okay. Was going back to work after working from home easier or harder than you expected?
Much harder.
Really?
Why is that?
You know what? I think it was, I traveled to Mexico with the mix.
Oh, cool.
And then came back from the trip, and we packed up our office, and we combined two locations into one. And then we closed everything down like 2 days after we moved.
Crazy.
So, and I'm a people person. I like being with my people.
It is the craziest world we live in.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah. And with no one in sight of getting any less weird. A week or two ago, we're talking about watching baseball on TV and how interesting it is to watch it with no fans. Yet the soundtrack of the game sure feels like the place is packed.
Right.
You get to hear the roar of the crowd, the boos and jeers, all of the moments that you've grown to love when you go to a baseball game or watch it on TV.
Yeah.
So how does that work? Well, a little background research determined, all right, so each ball club has somebody that runs the sound effects for the game in lieu of no fans in attendance.
Right. It sounds like there are people there.
So we said, Whip, find that guy. And Whip did over there on the north side. Matt Romito. Now, here's something. Whip just ran in here and handed me this. Because I said, what's Matt's title? And Whip says, Matt Romito, executive producer, Cubs Productions, and director of game entertainment and broadcast relations. Swanee wrote down, Matt Romito, sound effect guy.
That's hilarious.
Can we call you either one of those? Matt, are you okay with both?
Yeah, whatever floats your boat.
All right. Now, Matt, officially for every game, you're in charge of all of the sound effects we hear when we watch?
Only the good ones. If someone screws up, that's somebody else.
Ah.
But yes, that would be me.
Now, when you're doing this, do you do it from the stadium or the comfort of your couch at home?
We do it from the ballpark. I sit up in the press box in an open booth, and we've dedicated that space solely for this purpose.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Now, as it goes on, and the season has worked its way through this 60-game season, have you found it more easy to figure it out how the game should sound, or was it a little rough at the beginning, like you're hitting boos when there should be cheers and chants when there shouldn't be and all that stuff?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there was definitely some growing pains just getting used to it, and I'd like to think that a lot of it's muscle memory now. And, there's a good rhythm to the game about when you play it. But I think, you know, part of the beauty of sporting events, you know, live sporting events, is that, you know, no two games are alike. And so, you know, games where the team's not doing as well, or games where they're doing, you know, extremely well, are going to have a different feel to them. It's that balance of sort of replicating what players might be used to and what they would expect from a game, and make it sound realistic for those who are, you know, listening at home, but also trying to, you know, motivate the players as much as, you know, artificial crowd noise could do that.
Now, no matter how engaged you are, it is easy to miss a pitch in a baseball game. I would hazard to say probably even the players and managers once in a while, they're like, what just happened there? Now, do you ever miss a pitch? And if not, how do you do that?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think the way that the crowd is, the crowd noises are set up, there's not necessarily an expectation for every pitch to have a unique sound reaction. There's a crowd bed, or a murmur, if you will, mm-hmm. that's meant to kind of replicate that ever-present hum. Mm-hmm. That goes throughout the game and doesn't change a whole lot. That's a little bit of a custom blend that we loop throughout. There are, you know, certainly it's possible to miss a pitch if there's a strike or something like that maybe there'd be some light applause to. But, you know, if it's a, I don't know, it's a 2-1 count and the, you know, Darvish is pitching and he throws a nice curveball and evens the count at 2-2, there may not be a big crowd reaction to that in a normal game if you're in, you know, the third inning and the Cubs are up by 5 or down by 5. So it allows a little bit more of latitude, because I think games in and of themselves are a little imperfect and inconsistent. So, you know, as long as we don't miss the home runs, the big strikeouts, the wins, things like that, that's where I think, you know, we would start to have problems.
You do any drinking up there while it's going on? You know, to really get the full experience?
I certainly
do not. You know, have a Budweiser about the seventh inning, you're hitting wrong buttons, go inside. None of that stuff going on, huh?
None of that, nope.
Yeah, but backup person if you got to go to the bathroom. That's not, it's got to be between innings, I know, but like, what if you're like, oh, no?
Yeah, well, luckily I've got years of experience working games, and so I've conditioned myself to know when it's appropriate to make that 2-minute and 5-second run for regional broadcasts, and then two minutes and 25 seconds for those longer ESPN breaks.
Can you teach that to Melissa? Because like twice a week she can't make it back in time. It might be a, you know, learned skill. You know, while the game's going on, and you got to obviously we hear it at home, and you've mentioned before the players can hear it in the stadium, right? Everything that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, while that's going on, has there ever been a moment where you accidentally hit the wrong thing, or something happened, and you know, like Schwarber looked up at you, like, "What was that?" Like, sorry, wrong one. Sorry.
Yeah. I haven't gotten a lot of real-time feedback from the players. I think they are very understanding of what we're trying to do. Certainly, I try to have a philosophy of not to screw up, and I mean that in the, you know, you don't have to be perfect, but if you mm-hmm. screw up, people notice. But if you miss something subtly, you can probably get away with it. Mm-hmm. And certainly, you know, in my effort to be as perfect as possible, I've certainly fudged a button, which was meant to be like a small clap that turned into a loud roar or something.
Right. Oh my gosh.
All right, ball two. Yeah.
Good stuff.
What are they named, and like, what are you playing them off of? Like, I'm picturing like a big like keyboard or something. I don't even know what I'm picturing.
Yeah, and I for what we do specifically, we have a couple of systems in place. MLB provided a consistent soundtrack and reaction sounds available via an app on an iPad to all of the teams. I can't speak to if all of them are using it. Mm-hmm. We are using that for our crowd reactions, and we're using one of our in-house devices to sort of generate that murmur, that background noise that I was discussing earlier.
Right.
But I will say that as far as the iPad and the things we've been able to load into it, there's quite a bit of custom Wrigley Field sound in there. So, we have a couple members of our team. Well, you know, we've got a hot dog vendor. We got a beer vendor, peanut guy.
Okay.
There are sounds of Wrigley.
Do you get everybody in the office together? Go, all right, let's do a Rizzo chant. I'm going to record this. You get like 12 people in the office.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because we were able to, you know, dig a little bit and find, you know, some Rizzo chants or some hobby chants from years past.
Really?
Or try to find those sounds as they were recorded. It's actually pretty challenging because if you think about it, at a ball game, the amount of time where there's not organ going on or PA going on or a walk-up song or a video in between inning is pretty small. So to be able to extract that clean audio is certainly a challenge.
Matt, we really appreciate your time. I'm just going to throw this out, and please don't take this the wrong way, but are you hoping and praying for the day that this job is no longer needed?
Yeah, I could have said that before I started it. I can't wait to have fans back in Wrigley Field, and I'm hoping the fans feel the same way.
We can't wait. You're doing great work, Matt. We'll be watching. Keep up the good work, okay?
Much appreciated. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah,
woo!
Go get
them. Feel free to use that if you want, Matt. I'll send you a little bit of that. You can use that. Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy-efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances, and save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning Podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.